Welcome to your College Days podcast, sponsored by the Ulaga Church of Christ. I'm Josh Ortiz from the Miami Church of Christ. Many of you in college are living away from family, living away from friends, and even your home congregation. Now, this requires you to be more disciplined in your conduct. And hopefully, this lesson will motivate you to stay on the right track. Last week, we considered how you have to put away the old person of sin and put on the new person of righteousness. Now we want to consider the next verses, Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 32. Here Paul gives a list that describes what a new person in Christ should look like. As we quickly go over these rules, ask yourself, am I fulfilling these rules of living, especially in my college days? Let's just consider the first two items on the list, which are to be truthful and self-controlled. A new person in Christ is truthful. Paul says in verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Now, Paul is quoting from Zechariah 8:16. He's quoting from there because the theme of Zechariah chapter 8 is truthfulness. God has always wanted his people to speak the truth, even in the Old Testament. The reason God commands this is because he is truth, and only truth comes from him. But Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. Our words should not carry lies, even white lies. If someone found out you lied through casual conversation or in a study group, then you lose people's trust, and you lose out on winning them over to Christ. Think about that. And we speak truth to one another because we are members of one another. Speaking the truth promotes unity. Also, speaking the truth validates our identity as a Christian. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3:15 that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Colossians 3:9 says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. Now consider that a new person in Christ is also self-controlled. Let's read verses 26 and 27. Paul says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Now, this command is to be taken very delicately. Many people get the impression that anger in itself is a sin, but surprisingly it is not. See Mark 3 and verse 5. But most of the time, anger is not allowed. You know, in the same context, we see in verse 31 that we are to put away anger. That's what Paul says. Now, is Paul contradicting himself? No. It is wrong to have anger mixed with sin. See, Christians have the right to be angry when someone's sin hurts another person. But that doesn't mean that we should place revenge on that person. We also should be careful why we get angry. If a classmate gets on your nerves because of a silly habit he or she has, then that is not an occasion to get angry. We have to have long suffering. We also cannot let anger get out of control. You know, when Jesus was angry with the non-believers, he didn't start beating them up. Rather, he started teaching them with reasonable words. When we examine the life of Jesus, there was never a time when his anger led him to hurt someone physically. Paul also warns us not to let the sun go down on your wrath. This word wrath is a different Greek word with a stronger form of anger. This is uncontrolled anger that leads to violent behavior. But God says you better fix that type of anger quick. In other words, before you go to bed, settle yourself down. Go to God in prayer and ask for strength and patience. But finally, Paul ends this with saying, nor give place to the devil. You see, uncontrolled anger gives Satan the opportunity to tempt you further. When it comes down to it, we are allowed to get angry because of the world's injustice, but don't mix it with sin. That just doesn't make sense, and it is forbidden. In your college days, remember to be truthful and self-controlled. If you find yourself in the Miami, Oklahoma area, we invite you to our worship services here at the Miami Church of Christ, located at 124 B Street, Northwest. May God be with you.